This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
So much better. Taking turns having fun when there's not enough sun. It was midnight when the chorus came. Then the piano collapsed in a heap on the grass. They blamed it on a rock and roll song. Hello there, everybody. When's the next train?
Doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. Doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision. that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
Thank you. spare some expense here at Studio A as we go live to Hard Drive Audio Verite, which includes this week the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra covering Rush's The Spirit of Radio. In that spirit, here's the band itself on Geddy Lee's birthday, but not that song.
Who's come to slay the dragon? Come to watch him fall. Making arrows out of pointed words, giant killers at the call. Too much fuss and bother, too much contradiction and conclusion. Peel away the mystery, here's a clue to some real motivation. All there really is, the two of us, and we both know why we've come along. Nothing to explain, it's a part of us.
make signs and quotations, spread the word to many other nations. Took the trains, dropped it off at the stations. The music of the devil is our salvation.
Yeah. Resistance for a moment now is cleared. And you wanna open up, but you're locked down shut with fear. Well, you know the lonely corner where the blind man begs for change. You've carried that cup and cane before, and you never get what you think you deserve. So you settle for token kindness and sympathetic words, anything to ease the pain. Well, that's alright, that's okay. I'm gonna have you any which way. That's okay, that's alright. We'll be each other's medicine tonight. When you're unfamiliar to yourself, a stranger to everybody else, when you're too lost and too gone to see. Well, that's alright, that's okay. I'll recognize you any which way. That's okay, that's alright. There's medicine tonight.
And I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Thank you.
Swinging in the House with Jerry Mulligan, and I don't have liner notes on this, so I can't tell you, and this was an emergency underscore to talk over. Jerry Mulligan, famous on the West Coast, just telling the Mystery Man and I were doing a volley here where we know him. Mystery Man's got some vinyl. I've got some CDs at home. Stellar West Coast player, like most jazz people in the 1940s and 50s, turned into a junkie. And he managed to maintain to a degree while he was going through all that, like Bill Evans did. At the same time, Chet Baker, a cautionary tale. And started up handsome, capable on both the trumpet and the vocal, and wound up looking like Keith Richards. Because some people think they can do a lifestyle like that and come out intact. Most of them can't. And the other options are jail or death. Personal degradation too. That you would hope in the lucid moments, some people say, you know, I had my fun with medicine when I was young, never that stuff. It's like, why would you do that to yourself and impact your talent to a degree that you can't recover from? Seems crazy. But if you become both physically and psychologically addicted to a substance, that's kind of crazy to begin with. And I don't want to make this whole piece about Jerry Mulligan and his bad habit. Swing House is the name of this piece from the 1950s, included on a collection called Beat Generation. I used to have the box set of this, and I'm down to one CD. I can't find the other two or the booklet. That's what I get for reading liner notes to things. And it's just like, okay, I bet, you know, and then you go back and look for that booklet when you're on air, like I am now, to relay information. And no Ace can't be found. Jerry Mulligan music. Long explanation. Promised Land before that. It's one of my favorite bits I've ever played on our parabolas. It just tickles me pink to hear that guy talk, even with a bad script like he did. And a whole bunch of stuff before that. In fact, it played so much music, as opposed to the usual five to warm up here on the show, that I forget what I played. Let's see if my failing eyes can read what we did to you. We ended the first melee of Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, with Look Out, Miss James. Previously unreleased until this reissue by the Flair music label, came out and about. The liner notes are skimpy as to when this was cut in the studio. Richard Berry, for those of you who aren't hip, and it's a name not often tossed around. I think they did the first rock and roll version of Louie Louie. This album includes Yama Yama, Pretty Mama, among other non-hits. Flair label was Out of L.A., kind of either a companion or a rival of Aladdin Records on the West Coast. Richard Berry, Look Out, Miss James, which I assume, probably rightly, since she recorded for the same label. Johnny Otis discovered her, but Etta James also recorded for the Flair label. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that Etta James is, to me and my ears, feeling they'd be, the queen of music. I mean, that woman could sing ballads, make a grown man cry, and then get up to that microphone and yell her plump caboose off in a way that didn't drive you from the room. Kind of like Mavis Staples. I believe I'm on record, so I can't walk back on it, and I don't want to. That Billie Holiday, Etta James, and Mavis Staples are my favorite women singers of all time. And I've yet, as many greats as there have been, I've yet to hear someone who topped all that. Then there was Patti Scalpa. I couldn't stand her voice in the E Street Band. And on her first album, Rumble Doll, she had that affectation. It was, oh, man. She wouldn't be arrested in the street. Or what's the modern term for it? She could shoot somebody in the street and get away with it as long as she didn't sing to him. Well, Patti Scalpa on this record got my attention, and she made two outstanding albums after Rumble Doll. Play It As It Lays, which to this juncture was her last studio record, and the middle one, 23rd Street Lullaby. I can hear girl groups, if they still had girl groups, singing songs off this record. Man, it's wonderful. And we heard the track Each Other's Medicine. I like that one a lot, in a description of a relationship. This album, co-produced by Steve Jordan. He's only the drummer for the Rolling Stones. You might have heard of him. They've got a new record out, Foreign Tongues, with eye-catching and horrible cover art. But the album works. I've listened to it. Of course, people love to complain, so they're talking about it's too loud, it's overproduced, it's this, it's that. And it's like, can't you just leave them alone? Those guys are rocking like it's nobody's business. And Mick Jagger just turned 83 this past Sunday. But we know that lie about don't trust anybody over 30, and that musically people fade as they get older. Well, sure, that can happen. But in this case, I don't see much slippage at all. Especially Mick Jagger. Man, is he great on this album. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose from 1972. I remember this song being on glorious AM radio. At the time, it was a number two hit for this four-piece. And the track called It's Too Late to Turn Back Now. And I couldn't resist. I was singing here in the studio, and I turn around, the mystery man's gone. I drove him out, obviously. One of those underdog soul acts, like the Dramatics in the 1970s, that now, probably only on soul-intensive stations do you hear their music. But I was glad to play it tonight. Hit number two today in 1972. I don't think that was on Billboard. I think it was in the Cash Box side of life here in the States. An album by Laura Veers, Katie Lang, and Nico Case was released last decade, I think in 2016. And we heard Greens of June. And it really doesn't break down who wrote what on this record, but I looked at that song title and I thought, it's got to be Nico Case, because it's just obtuse enough where she would be comfortable singing it. Nico Case released an album called The Virginian, which doubles as my favorite TV Western of all time, with James Drury as the Virginian, and they never say his real name. Kind of like somebody else I know on the radio. Greens of June, Nico Case, redhead, wonderful singer, my chariot rider to the Studio A agrees with that. In fact, we've had a pretty close relationship over the last 20 years or so, longer than that, almost 25 years, a generation. And one day, when we were partners in a store, I said, I think you'd like this woman. You like women so much, and you listen to Emmylou Harris constantly. Why don't you try this woman, Nico Case? And I had to go out for something. I came back, and he said, well, you're not getting this back. And I don't think I ever did. I was glad to donate, considering that he's become my surrogate father, with my dad having been gone since 1987, this past Saturday, the 25th. He would have been 93 last week. Graham Parker and the Gold Tops. Now, they have a live album out now, which is pretty hard to get in this country, unless you went to see him live in concert on his recent tour. This is the one right before that, Last Chance to Learn the Twist. Outstanding record. I think I said outstanding already in descriptions in this mic break. We heard The Music of the Devil from Graham Parker. Sardonic, you betcha. GP in touch with his inner sardonic. Has been since the beginning. This is a wonderful album. It's also got a great song called Bugs, which I'm holding out for my Friday night show here in New Jersey on Homegrown Radio. GP should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It'll never happen. Man, he's great with the pen. And The Rumor, one of the great bands in England from the 70s on. Thank you. Rush from 19... I gotta get this closer. Rush from 1980. It's the album that's got the spirit of radio on it. But we didn't play that song. We played a song called Different Strings. Because, well, I have to admit, at almost 70 years old, it's a little easier on the nerves. That's a pretty good song. If you're familiar at all with Rush, you're thinking, nah, that can't be. There's no sci-fi lyrics or heavy music. But I like it. Permanent Waves, one of the go-to albums for King Kong Rush fans. Different Strings. I think this is the album they said they had so much effort into making it that they actually had to take a break from the studio because it was just so intense. Told you about the Royal Philharmonic playing Rush music, The Spirit of Radio, from their album from a while ago. And I thought that was curveball to throw in. Leonard Cohen from the album Old Ideas. Now, that was the last album that he did while he was alive. And before you start yelling at the radio, I Know You Want It Darker came out shortly after that. His son put that album together. It was Leonard recording right up to the end of his life. But, you know, Leonard didn't have much to do with the making of it. His son, Adam, picked the songs for it. This album, Old Ideas, Leonard still had it going on. He talked about wearing a suit and being a lazy so-and-so in that piece called Going Home. The album's called Old Ideas. It was released in 2012. And we'll send that one out to Burns because he loves Leonard Cohen and he loves that song. John Cale. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know it was him, the same guy who was a maniac in the Velvet Underground on the violin. And he had to be to put up with Lou Reed. And also, famously, in the 1970s, John Cale produced Patti Smith and was an A&R man for a label or two. He's continued to make music, and some of it's really good. Some of it is so gloomy you can't even listen to it. But John Cale from Vintage Violence, 1973, Columbia Records, and the piece called Hello There, which is what the comedian Marty Allen used to use as one of his taglines here in the States. Demora checked in. Whatever happens, as long as your toes are tapping. So, we've tried to bring the fun here in the first quest of Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, the Pale-Faced Parabola. Here, live the hard drive on Free FM 89.0. Hamilton NZ and podcast around the world. We welcome you into our lair. Our 1 hour and 58 minute Tour de France. The Tour de France just ended. 18 stages. Running a marathon every day for a month. Oh, that's got to be painful. This is Musical Hopscotch and Mental Gymnastics. It's also Oaf Without Borders Radio, the Pale-Faced Parabola. Here live Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight, Oceanic style. And as noted, podcast all over the seven seas. No excuses. Good pods. Well, we have a social media page dedicated to this show, which our OGPG updates on a weekly basis. So you can see where and when to listen. AI and social media does have its positive uses. At some points, it just gets harder and harder to find them. Back to the music. We've got music news. We've got all the news that gives you fits. And our team here, which I may as well say now before I forget. The big guy on Chariot Rides here and home from the studio. No members of this team will be left out because I couldn't do the show without them. Then there's 3D, who on the rare occasions the big guy can't make it here. She fills in beautifully and bringing me here and bringing me home. Had to do it a couple times during the springtime. Then our New Zealand bunch. Again, that ubiquitous guy, our OG PG, who manipulates our page, our social media page, and has placed the show in places I couldn't think of. And yeah, I've been told to shove the show up my arse several times in my career gone bacterial. But he's one of our main supporters, along with Burnell and Ed from Ohio. And we're very grateful, as we are for Mike, the program director, who's got a couple of whip smart morning shows. We heard here, we hear on Free FM, 7:30 to 9:30, Monday mornings and Thursday mornings. He does a great job keeping the balls up in the air on the show. And he's an expert with a snip cutter to whip the show or whelp it into shape. Ricardo, our fill-in when we take time off during the year. That's not often, but I reach out to him. He says yes, and as he did about 3 weeks ago now. Man, the guy's so good. I wish he was back full-time here on Free FM, and I'm just putting that out to put pressure on him. Then finally, there's the mystery man. He is the overlord of Studio A. And again, all these people, I couldn't do the show without them. And don't want to, really. It's become a collaborative experience that I enjoy versus when I do my Friday shows on here in New Jersey, where it's like, get the hell out of the studio and leave me alone. I need to concentrate. So that's our team here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. And I be jumping JB, which, again, it's not shame. I just feel stupid, since if I tried to jump, I'd land in the hospital at this point. But I named myself that 40 years ago, and it stuck. And I don't want to particularly unstick from it. How about if we stick back to music? I've got a set here that I think will bring some razzmatazz to your radios and your podcast forums. This was so long ago. Oh, yeah. New music from The Coral. Now, it seems to me, and I don't hear a lot of new English rock and roll band music, it seems to me these people are a cut above. They've been making records now for about 25 years. They've gotten really good at it. This is in stereo, mind you. The album's called 388. And how about this for a notion? It's called Let the Music Play.
stronger game. Far away. tell her that I love her. When this might not be the day, and I'm a full grown boy. Changing every day.
This way, just step right into the greatest show on earth. In the center ring, our top attraction, you'll get your money's worth. Come see the dancing elephants, the biggest thing on wheels. Ah, the little boy's first circus, I wonder how it feels. With wonder, does this magic land fill his white eyes? Look now, there the zebras, this show's a real surprise. The polar bears arrive on cue, on bikes they sally forth. They're mighty cool, but then it's true, they're from the frozen north. And now the clowns will stop the show with your most kind permission. A rocket blast, so you will know it's time for intermission.
Well, I wish I was a catfish. Before I was born, She said he got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a rolling stone. He's gonna be a rolling stone. He's gonna be a rolling. Oh well.
I was just grumbling to the mystery man here, live in Studio A, about what I think it was Creed Taylor, maybe, that souped him up at the end of his music career. And he was doing all these pop hits, and the arrangements were so aisle nine in a grocery store here in America. I couldn't take it because my late dad, who was hip, he had a Wes Montgomery album, I think, and I used to listen to it and say, man, this is good. And if you can hear him a little bit outside me yapping over him, this is where George Benson got his stuff. And make no mistake about it, George Benson's another one, made a lot of souped up records for the marketplace. But when he decided to play, still to this day, he's really good. Well, this is Wes Montgomery in a roundabout way from the Riverside album. Actually, this is for the Prestige label. Recorded January 26th and 28th here in New York City, 1960. And the piece called West Coast Blues. Wes Montgomery. Tommy Flanagan on the 88s, Percy Heath, and Albert Heath in the rhythm section. So, you know, being blood, they locked it down. West Montgomery music. For both yours and mine benefit. The Rolling Stones. Here, I thought, we should play something today for Mick Jagger's birthday. And I was looking for, I had a yen to play that song, We Love You, when Mick and Keith were thrown into jail in 1967, the summer of 67, for the party, which was a setup because the English cops were trying to bust rock and roll musicians as frequently as they could to break them. In fact, Keith was really mad when Jagger accepted the knighthood. He said, what are you doing? These people try to run us out of here, our home country. You know, back in the 60s for being the Rolling Stones. I mean, come on. It's like, well, you did ask for it with massive drug consumption. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, man, you're just having a party. So what if Marianne Faithfull was naked inside a bear rug or whatever it was? We heard the Rolling Stone Blues. I thought that would be appropriate considering that Jagger, Richards, and Brian Jones cut their teeth on American black music. So, acoustically, that sounded pretty good. That was from the Hackney Diamonds record of 2023. I'm here to tell you once again, Foreign Tongues is a treat. I cheerfully predict it's going to be our feature album of the week here on Free FM soon. Before the Rolling Stones. We heard The Shadows of Night, one of the garage bands, even though they didn't that much on that piece we played called Uncle Wiggily's Airship, from a collection, The Best of Dunwich Records. Shadows of Night had their glory years in the mid-60s. Jimmy Soans, who was the front man for the band, got the call today, years ago. For The Shadows of Night, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This album, their final studio record, released today in 2017. It's called The Hypnotic Eye. It was originally released in 2014. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers made one bad record, to my ears. The Jeff Lynne overproduced Into the Great Wide Open. Couldn't stand that album. Still can't. I'm still mad at Jeff Lynne for ruining the Heartbreakers, even if it was for one record. There was a couple solo albums of Petty's that I was like, why did you have to pick him as a producer? He's a toolbox. Wants to be the Beatles. Hypnotic Eye and Mojo, their last two albums, strong records. Underrated, even by some Petty fans. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction. Luna, in that set, from an album also released today, Pup Tent, which is, along with Penthouse, my two favorites of theirs. Elektra Records, back when they were signing indie artists to major label contracts. Dean Wareham, the main songwriter of that band. I think you people know him in New Zealand. Isn't he from there? Correct me if I'm wrong, please. 908-914-7582. Dean Wareham, who also was in Galaxy 500, got married to a beautiful blonde named Britta. I think Britta Phillips. And he's been making records with her now for about 20 years. Something else I was going to say about this record, but I can't remember what it was. It's a good one, though. If you're going to buy a Luna record, this is a contender. IMHO. The Coral got the set started off with Let the Music Play. And so we did. About an hour and 20 minutes into the Paleface Parabola program for this evening. All the news that gives you fits, and our team here at Free FM coming up. I was listening to National Public Radio today, and a man named Fred Kaplan was on from the internet site Slate. He was talking about the conflict in the Middle East. He said the U.S. has bombed 13,000 targets in Iran, and it has had little result. So now what? And it's a rhetorical question because we just don't know. Got to leave that to Hegseth, whose pastor said recently, LGBTQ humanoids should be executed. And I'm not saying Pete Hegseth believes in that, but it kind of fits the narrative, doesn't it? Also, Jared Kushner and the other envoy for peace negotiations in the Middle East don't know what they're doing, which is blatantly obvious since Iran hasn't budged an inch in the last few months. Iran's negotiators, on the other hand, they know what they're doing. New York, a council person named Robert Carroll is proposing that in 2042, which seems a long way away, but given how fast time moves, it's only 15 years. Well, he wants to split the Winter Olympics of 2042 between New York City, which has places like Madison Square Garden, and Brooklyn, the Barclays Center, to house big events, and Lake Placid, which I got to see before I die and walk around that village. And it's not just because of the hockey team. Eric Heiden, the skater, and others were heroes up there in 1980. He's proposing a split Winter Olympics between New York and Lake Placid. 3,000 athletes are in the Winter Olympics. 13,000 are in the Summer Olympics. But in 2028, lacrosse is back in the Olympics for the first time in ages. Yahoo. Yahoo, I say, as I pause for breath. Haven't been feeling well this week. The Rosenbergs. There's a story in the current Atlantic magazine about casting doubt on whether they really did it or not. It looks like it, but the Suns survive. And they gave current context to the fact that the parents, who were both electrocuted in bloodthirsty America with corporal punishment, they're not sure they were guilty. Man, what a way to go, huh? And to the electric chamber, Ethel Rosenberg was insisting she was innocent. Jagger, inspirational verse for us performers. Performance is communion. I don't act, I react to that feeling that something magical is about to erupt from thin air. That's why one of the many reasons we mix up the medicine here on the Pale-Faced Parabola on a weekly basis. That very phrase. Henning Wen wrote recently, "I moved to Britain to learn how to complain. In Germany, if a train is late, we fix it. In England, we write an angry letter to the newspaper." J.J. Cale got caught up in a heavenly ray on this date. Actually, it was July 26, 2013. Man, I miss that guy. You knew what you were getting with the J.J. Cale album, and I still had time for it. Old Testament scripture verse, Joel. Rarely read book. Chapter 2, verse 25. God will give back the years you lost. And I thought for a second and I wrote down, I count on it. Because I lost some years and I'm grateful to be crawling my way back to somewhere. Today, I woke up in a country where, quote, I love this meme. I saw it this morning. A TV host runs the military. B, a former heroin addict is in charge of our medical going forward. And C, and they both report to a convicted felon, which Donald Trump is, and he can't deny it, though he does. 2013, Dion, one of these survivors, along with Gary U.S. Bonds and Wanda Jackson of 1950s rock and roll music, got an honorary doctorate from prestigious Fordham University in New York City. It was a degree in the humanities. Dion was a former heroin addict himself and got sober and got in touch with his inner human spirit and eternal spirit, and has done some incredible work in recent times, in his mid-80s. I had lunch at a Jersey diner on Sunday this past week with close friends. Lively conversation, and the independent baseball team, the Savannah Bananas, were on the television. And my mate kept saying, "I don't get this." The rest of us were loving it because it's all gimmickry with good baseball players and a ton of fun. That would be Kim, Rob, he was the guy who didn't get it, and Kyle. Thank you for being our friends, like Emo Phillips used to say. Free FM people, Albert, God's message. Andrew, the joy of classical music. It's not what you think. It's pretty progressive stuff. Some of the time, when he feels like it. Gary, with the morning show, our Wednesday host on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton NZ. Kate PK, our Friday morning hostess of The Breakfast Show. Oliver, not from Green Acres, but from A Sonic Youth, where he plumbs the depths of new and cutting edge independent music. Ben, with In Sessions NZ, something along those lines. Look up In Sessions on our website, Free FM. Phil, with the Retrospect Show, which follows us in about a half hour. A garage rock show that can't be beat on radio. I've tested that theory. He's the best. And Mike Williams, as noted before, our program director, has a hand in this program and mans the Free FM, the refurbished Free FM studios, mind you, Monday mornings and Thursday mornings here on the station. That's us. Time for Diana Krall. Not Krall. Krall. And she puts the sexy in this piece, written by Chris Smithers, a man, but women love to sing it. It's called Peel Me a Grape, from the album Love Scenes. This is pre her being Mrs. Declan McManus, a.k.a. Elvis Costello. And watch out, fellas. This is a woman who likes sensuality and sex as much as you do.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, be you me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just mink me, polar bear rub me, don't bug me, new
thunder burn me, you hurt me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap, when I say do it. Make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just make me, polar bear, rug me. Don't bug me, new thunder burden me. You heard me, I am getting hungry. We'll be right back.
Song. They called it Rainy Day Woman, some of them does. I thought it was a song about some fetter getting the stones thrown at him. He's a real nice fetter, this man Bob Dylan. He writes all kinds of songs. This one we're doing right now is called a Rainy Day Woman. That's what they say. That's what they told me it's called anyway.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're left all alone. But I would not feel so
Music from the movie Whiplash, a movie my wife absolutely hated because she's a drummer. And the protagonist of the movie, J.K. Simmons, who won an Oscar for his performance and deserved it. He was such a bastard that, you know, you kind of feel, like, oh, man, kid, you know, walk away from this guy. He's a nut. But got the point across about what it takes to be a working professional musician. And part of the point was play till your hands bleed. Well, that's the underscore here as we end We Cheat the Hangman, part two of the Pale-Faced Parabola, and prepare to toss the keys to both the Mystery Man for the final say on tonight's show and also Retrospect with Philby. Coming up, number 738. Accept no substitute for garage rock, 60s garage rock. He's brilliant. We just heard Brian Stoltz doing a cover of Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde song, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. This is from a collection called Blues on Blonde on Blonde. Today, and I couldn't find my copy of that album, so I played a cover. Today was the day where he rolled his Triumph motorcycle and broke his neck, supposedly. When I made the notes for the show, I put the whole thing in air quotes because it's also been speculated that Dylan just needed to dry out off the road. He had just gotten married, had a child, and, you know, he was looking for an excuse to get away. So he might have slid somewhere, but he might have made a lot of it up because he was good at that in those days. Heard Martina McBride on her 60th birthday tonight. I know she's mainstream country and has been for a long time. Man, can she sing. And really entertaining. From an album of covers, we heard, and some cool covers on here, we heard Wild Night from Van Morrison's catalog, Martina McBride. Hall & Oates. Bet you wouldn't have guessed that one from the track selected. Africa, the name of the song, from Voices. This was their absolute breakthrough. They had hits in the 70s, obviously. But this album helped make them mega. And they were ubiquitous on radio to the point where I was like, oh, God, these guys again. And certainly if you were a straight man back then and you said you liked Hall & Oates, you could be in for some heat from your knuckle-scraping hetero friends. But I didn't care. I liked Hall & Oates and still do. Boris Gardner and his band with the track called Elizabethan Reggae. Boris Gardner and the Love Power. A little bit cheeseball reggae in there, but I like the band name and that artist a lot, so we played it. And started the set with Peel Me a Grape from Diana Krall, getting some steam heat going in the back seat of whatever car you're in. That's where we've been. Now it's turn. It's the turn for the Mystery Man. And we are glad to turn the controls over to him. He's got a real treat for us this week. I haven't even heard it, but I just like the cut of these guys' jibs. Why don't you enlighten us all, and we'll send it to Phil after you're done.
We are going to hear a piece by Anda Union, who are from Mongolia. 10-piece band, a bunch of strings. The strings are the horse head fiddles that are common amongst Northern Asian indigenous people. Including Mongolia and Tuva. You might have seen them before. Usually have three strings, sometimes captive bow. That's what we'll hear. This, and it evokes the sound of horses.
Man, I got big respect for you. You pull this stuff not out of your backside, but you know, you really do the research on this. And it's got to be great for our audience to be able to be exposed to this music, so they have an informed opinion on Anda Union and the album The White Horse in conjunction with listening to the Pale Face Parabola. And that's part of what helps make this show what it is or isn't, depending on your point of view. Anda Union, and we're closing with, as said, Galloping Horses. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. Fill me up next. Thanks for your ears this evening on our show. Let's gallop.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.